Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. Here we go. Jack, bitch.
Where's my bottle?
AKA, Cody B. Witty. This is a new mixtape, though, y'all. This is a new one. I'm just playing. Because really, because when I get serious, y'all don't like that. So I'm just going to play on this one, all right? Yeah, let's have some fun.
Are we ready?
Oh, shit. Jack is loose once again. I'm taking niggas oxygen. I'm taking it back to when they got jacked when they lost
wins.
Chain Tims, give me that. Fully covered with a witted hat. We all strapped, waiting for any nigga to talk smack. Stupid nigga, thought I couldn't shoot. Point blank to your ear, a bullet through your Bluetooth. Your brain on the sunroof, quick to make a hater bleed. Blood red, IBs banging, I just smoke weed. My favorite color green though, y'all niggas like Nintendo. Smoking on that bomb, you niggas still smoking Indo. All of y'all pretendo, 40B is grade A. Dipping in a white Bronco, feeling like I'm OJ. West side only, middle fingers to these other rappers. If it ain't fuck it then, it ain't a factor. Y'all just a bunch of actors, undercover fudge packers. I'm the bomb, set the roll up any nuclear reaction.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night.
This is how we do it on the West Coast, Atlanta, that bomb weed. What you mean you don't smoke?
No joke!
Mo for me with Hennessy and Tickle Bitties. I'm collecting mo haters every time I cruise the city. No pity. Save your phone calls, your emails, cause I delete them quick and I be laughing at your voicemail. Oh well, drama I avoid or you get destroyed. Every battle I done won, undefeated, call me Floyd. My lyrics are like steroids, look at me, I'm pumped up. So make me pop the trunk and pull both double pumps up. Leave you with that skunk thing, fuck with niggas and your bitches think. Cause if I get at them, yup, I bring it on, and the kids are sick. I need a drink, so serve me up, you bitch niggas is out of luck. I'm still throwing bottles, cause I don't wanna crack my pimp cup. This world got me fucked up, I'm trying not to kill a hater or choke a bitch till she can't breathe and needs a vent.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride, all night.
Yes,
we ride
and get
high all night.
I like when people play games, I kick ass and take names, laughing while I beat them down.
Driving in the bike lane,
looking for victims, because I'm hunting every hater down. I represent the West Coast, and you know I'm Cody B. Witty,
get it
if you don't, too bad. Building Froggy Leap, bitch, what you need, a launch pad?
I'll kill you, bitch.
Kill it quick, keep talking and I'll take you out. Your head in that plastic bag, that's that Ziploc. Scared a bitch of drop top, it's quiet now, I gotta cruise. Cause yeah, I'm with it, but I'm not with bitches and they attitudes. It's like I gotta lose to win, I'm cool because I lost enough. They tried to break the dagger down, but all I did was toughen up. Smoking blunts back to back, cracking bottles here and there, still saying nothing.
And bitches coming out they underwear. Who am I, Bianca Fair? Too bad the world would never know.
I fly to Kentucky, fuck it, and learn to play a banjo.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Yes, we ride, all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
Yes, we ride, all night.
Yeah,
we ride
and get
high all night.
Like.
Sorry, y'all. I was supposed to have a show tonight, but I got an emergency situation that just popped off. I got to get it to y'all later. Damn, my bad, y'all. All kind of shit is going on, so I don't know if anybody even is going to come back to this show. I'm going to try to do it, too, but I'm going to still talk for a quick second. Man, I don't know what's going on in the world. Maybe I should have let the show alone. I don't know. But at the same time, man, it's hard being me. I'm always in the middle of some shit. you know, not really in the middle, but I mean, I just see a lot of shit happening, you know, to certain people, and it's on some situations, it's like, you know, that shouldn't be happening to them, that's fucked up, you know, I feel for them a little bit, and then some people, like, walk into situations, you know, so it's kind of a thin line, because like I said, I'm the main person that just be about, like, fuck sympathy type shit, right? Because, you know, you have to take personal responsibility for your actions. People have to, we all make choices. We have to deal with the choices that we make. So, and there are consequences, you know, there are consequences and repercussions for every action. There's an equal and positive reaction, negative reaction, you know, whatever that thing is, or whatever that saying is, or whatever. But y'all know what I mean. So, it's like, this is what I mean. This is why I be doing what I be doing. I'm trying to stay cool and be just even with people, because what you put out there is what you're going to get back. And that's if you're putting shit out there. You know, sometimes you don't even got to do shit and shit finds you, but then it's how you deal with that if you determine what will happen next. You know, on one hand, I got people going crazy on me for thinking shit is one way and it's not that way, and, you know, putting at y'all kind of sideways. On the other, looking at people going through some shit that they don't, you know what I mean, either. That I want to deal with, that I can't deal with, or you know, whatever. You want to be around, you can't be around. It's just all over the board right now. You know, left, right, up, down. Ain't no telling what may transpire. And it's crazy, because like I said, for me, like I said it before, I'm always the same zone. I realize where I'm at with a lot of people. People usually call me for usually these reasons, right? Either they're going through some shit and they need somebody to calm them down, or a breath of fresh air, I guess, or whatever, or something like that. Because, you know, even my people know I don't deal with that bullshit. I don't have that shit around me. Or on the other side, they're hitting me or turning up or something like that. You know, somebody got a birthday coming up and they want to know, you know, what's popping, or they can get on this, so, you know, where they should go to the club and turn up at. And it's kind of, can I get them some guns? You know what I mean? They want some party shit. They didn't know that, you know, the turner. What is it, something pissed off at me for whatever reason? And they're calling to cuss me out without, you know, I know and this guy and all that too. So it's like that, like I don't get them, but don't call me. And that's what it breaks down to. And also at the same time, it's kind of fault, because, you know, it depends on who it is. I'm a big fan of just casual, just general conversation, just talking about nothing. I'd rather not say nothing if I have to talk about nothing. You know what I mean? So it serves no purpose. And, you know, majority of people just like the thought. So, this nigga, y'all just hang up on him? How the hell? Let's see how I gotta do this. Here it is. Hold on. I'm gonna have to bring him onto the show. We've got to merge this call and see if it works. All right, that didn't work, so I guess he'll call back, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, there he is. Hold on real quick, y'all. Hello? Yes, sir. Why is it not working? On the show, though, so just, I guess, you know, but, nigga,
well, you know what I'm saying? I am motherfucking fresh, the motherfucking best, sweetie, bitch. The fuck is up? Fuck you, Friday. That's what today, Friday?
Yeah, nigga, like,
yeah, for sure. Fuck you, Friday, and this motherfucker. So I want to give a big fuck you to all the bitches. And fuck you, too. Oh, you the old bitch-ass nigga. Where you at, man?
See, that's funny. You talking about you by Miles, and I'm by your house.
Like, ah, that's dumb shit. That is some dumb shit. I'm going to go to Spider House, man.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know what time I'm coming back that way, but you got to eventually come home, nigga. So either hit me up when you're on your way home, and if I'm still out here, I'll just meet you at your house or something. Or if I get done this way and you're still over there and I'm headed back that way, I'll hit you and I'll drop it off that way. Or if we're both in traffic, we meet in the middle. One or the other. But I got it. It's in my pocket.
Yeah, for sure. That bad.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. Nigga, we the gang, bitch.
Yeah, all right. How did you later?
Yep.
Get that. Oh, shit. But, yeah. Hang up, nigga. But, yeah, it's just... It's hard to deal with a lot of things at one time. But lucky for me, you know, I've always had to deal with shit ever since, like, I was at a young age. So there were times, you know, when I was overwhelmed even as a kid and I didn't break. Or, you know, I would break sometimes. You know, nobody... The thing is, when you break, you know... I never had really anybody to go to. So even when I would break down, I would find somewhere to be by myself where I could completely, like, break down and not have nobody, you know, look at me sideways, ask me questions, this, that, try to act like they care when they really don't, you know, all kind of shit like that. So the best part about not doing that, I kind of trained myself, you know, to not have to worry about anybody. You know, and that's kind of a good and a bad thing, but... At the same time, it's more of a, I guess what they say, like a survival method. You know what I mean? That's what I had to do in order to make sure that everything was okay. Did I just run that red light? I think I did. And it still works to, you know, I mean, I survived. You know, people need a coping mechanism. People need a way to deal with shit. And different people use different things. You know, a lot of people use drugs, you know, but... You know, some people use different drugs, and then they still get out of control with drugs. You know, there's certain shit I'm not going to do and that I'm never going to do. And there's certain shit I have done that probably other people won't do. But at the same time, and that's just drugs. I mean, man, people have all kinds of ways to deal with shit. See, let me, like I said, music's my main thing. Weed, drink. You know, but so to other people, you know, it's all about drinking maybe first or really hard drugs. Yeah, that's how they really cope with life. You know, they find a way to escape what they're dealing with. So, and you know, some people just can't deal with life, period. So then they lash out. They lash out at themselves. They lash out at family. They lash out at perfect strangers sometimes. Anything they can do to make it better, to make it go away. Anything to take them away from whatever is so bad that they have to deal with now, that they're dealing with. And that's the hard part. You know, you got to find a coping mechanism that works for you, that doesn't get out of control, that hopefully doesn't harm anybody or anything, you know, so that when you do have to deal with shit, you can go to that and not make shit worse. But again, you have those people that don't even give a fuck off top. They don't care about nothing, nobody, anything. There's a lot of people like that. So then when you come across those people, then it's like, man, you gotta just stay out the way. Ain't fucking with that for what? Why? Is it worth it? No. Is it making you happy? No. Is it making you money? And even if it is, you still got to watch that. Got to be careful. Like I said, people don't understand that. People don't get it. So, like I said, I just wanted to speak my piece real quick. Like I said, I'm going to grab my bottle. And I'm going to call it a night tonight, too, and just see what happens. Because the night's still young, so ain't no telling what bullshit's going to hit me. So, we'll see what happens, y'all. Like I said, sorry about the show like that, the gap. I don't know how many people would still stay here from when I got back or whatever, but like I said, fuck you Fridays, every Friday 8 to 10. Like I said, y'all never know what's going to happen on Bang Out Radio, so this is what happened tonight. Slap Sundays on Sunday, 8 to 10. Triple M Show, More Music Monday, 8 to 10. Turns up Tuesdays, 8 to 10 with the Hood Geeks, and West Coast Wednesdays, Hum Nights with Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics, 9 to 11. All right? Holla at y'all. Love.